Welcome back to Lindell TV. I'm Brandon House, and we've got a lot of guests scheduled up for next week. We've got Daniel Greenfield, we've got David Horowitz, we've got Annie Cyrus, we've got Jamie Glazoff, we've got Cleve McClary, we've got his daughter Tara coming on one night. We're going to do a lot of shows related to the U.S. military, the sacrifice many of them have made. We're going to have some patriotic specials coming up as we move toward Memorial Day. We've got a lot of things in the hopper here, and we're scheduling a lot of folks far out in advance so that we can get some great, great guests. So you just hang in there with me, folks. We got some great shows coming. Joining me now is Tom DeWeese with the American Policy Center. That's his website. The website is actually AmericanPolicy.org, AmericanPolicy.org. Tom has written a brand new article over there at AmericanPolicy.org. It's on my desk somewhere here among all this stack of stuff, but I'll go to him regardless of the fact I can't find it. But I thought I printed it out, brought it to the desk with me. But he's written a brand new article over on his website that is really concerning. And it's based on this executive order signed by Joe Biden. You notice I just call him by his name, Joe Biden. I've never referred to him with the P word because he's not legitimate. But Biden has signed an executive order, April 15th, 2021, executive order on blocking property with respect to specified harmful foreign activities of the government of the Russian Federation. And as you read it, it's so benign and open to interpretation, I really don't know what to make of it and didn't even know about it until I read the article over on Tom's website. But boy, it almost gives me the impression, and we'll let Tom tell us, it almost leaves the impression that if you are at all complaining about voter fraud or voter integrity, you might be accused of being an agent of Russia and subject to having your property seized. Let's go to Tom DeWeese, who joins us outside the Washington, D.C. area by phone. Tom, welcome back to Lindell TV. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay, Tom, this article of yours over at AmericanPolicy.org, just break it down for us. Well, I mean, this executive order, this is kind of shocking because it is kind of vague, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is. And as you said, it was signed on April 15th. And what they pretended is, I think, the official position is that these are emergency sanctions against the Russians in any of its harmful foreign activities. And so then what they go into is, you know, if somebody in this country is helping them do it, then they're deemed a Russian agent. And what's interesting about this is that the ones who decide if what you are doing is making you're guilty of being a Russian agent, it is the Secretary of the Treasury consulting with the Secretary of State and the Attorney General. And it goes into some detail. Part B on the executive order says that, trying to find out what they're guilty of, interference of a United States or other foreign government election. That's Part B. And Part C says explicitly actions or policies that undermine democratic process or institutions in the United States or abroad. So now, if they determine that you are guilty of those things, then you are deemed to be a Russian agent. And then they go into detail on what the punishment will be on that. The Russian agents are the ones who hacked the election, they tell us. And, you've seen this. I know you know this real well, Brandon, is that even a Republican Party won't talk about corruption in the in that election. And it's like it didn't happen. You know, it's just a conspiracy theory, but the Russians are somehow guilty of doing something here. Well, anyway, get into the punishment. If they find you guilty of having done this, this is where it's really, really crazy. This Biden appointed tribunal, Secretary of State and Secretary of the Treasury and the Attorney General, they will confiscate all of your property. It becomes illegal for others to provide you with legal representation, or to sell you food, or to provide medical care, or even assist in, hosting your website. If these somebody who's found guilty is determined to be a deprived person, so they can't have any of these services. And if you assist them in any way like that, buy them food, give them legal service, and so forth, then you also will share their guilt as a Russian agent and have your property confiscated, your prohibiting services to you, just like the deprived person. So, and one other part of it goes into, if you're a leader or a senior executive officer of a board of directors of an organization that would they determine to be a Russian agent, then you could also find yourself facing these same things. So it all comes down to what they decide you're guilty of. And as you said in the introduction of this, that this sounds very, very much like anybody who objects to or talks about the fraud in this last election and tries to, you know, question anything that the Biden administration is doing, you're obviously a Russian agent. And that's how I'm reading it. That's how others that I've talked to about it are reading it. And it's a possibility. You can't say for sure, but it sure sounds that way.
Well, the point is, it's so vague. I mean, if you go and read the executive order, to be responsible for or complicit in or to have directly or indirectly engaged. So notice that directly or indirectly engaged or attempted to engage in any of the following for, on behalf of, or for the benefit of directly or indirectly. So, I mean, wow. So you're like, wait a minute. I've been involved in election integrity. I'm calling for that. Yes, I've been talking about election fraud. And they say, well, okay, great. You've admitted that. And what you've done is you've helped the former Soviet Union. So directly or indirectly, you've helped them by undermining America. Therefore, you're guilty. I mean, how could it not read that way when it says to be responsible for or complicit in or to have directly or indirectly engaged or attempted to engage in any of the following for or on behalf of or for the benefit of directly or indirectly the government of the Russian Federation. B is interference in a United States or other foreign government election. Interference. What does that mean? That you want the ballots counted? That you are examining the machines? That you are calling it not legitimate? What does interference in a United States or other foreign government election mean? What does that mean? Isn't that pretty broad, folks? F, activities that undermine the peace, security, political stability, or territorial integrity of the United States. Really? Let's read that again. Activities that undermine the peace, comma, security, comma, political stability, comma, or territorial integrity of the United States, its allies, or its partners. Again, who defines what is, you know, undermining peace or security or political stability, Tom?
Yeah, and Section 4 in it prohibits transactions that cause a violation of this executive order, even absent of intentionality. You know, you accidentally did something, but that you're still guilty, and all of this takes place. As you say, how vague can you get? I find it really interesting that everything the Russians have done over the last 4 years are horrible, 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 yet it's okay to sanction them to build a pipeline. How does that work? You know?
But reality is, the day after the election, when I started covering this on my 58 terrestrial stations with Mary Fanning and General McInerney and others, we often said I would not put it past the deep state to try to charge any of us with subversion or treason or trying to overthrow the government because they can play word games. Last night I quoted Bella Dodd. Bella Dodd is a well-known former communist, and then she turned against communism and she began to give speeches. And I gave the quote last night in the broadcast. She said that the communists were taking over two things for sure: money and the meaning of words. Money, as in finances, money, and the meaning of words. And so when they take over the meaning of words, Tom, they can decide what is treasonous, what is subversion, what is revolutionary. You know, they get to make up the words. But notice, let's go back to the screen, Logan. Notice this. Section 4 prohibits transactions that cause a violation of this executive order, even absent of intentionality. Meaning, again, whether you mean to or not, whether directly or indirectly. I mean, all of these words are used. It's pretty much a catch-all. But isn't this flipping the narrative? They're the ones working with China. Hunter Biden comes home with what? Over $1 billion. He's working with China. We've now proven, according to Absolute Interference, all these attacks by China. We've had Dr. Peter Vincent Pry on talking about all the hacks by China. They're working with China, Biden's son. And not to mention all the other people in this administration that have been tied back to China. And yet, if you're calling for election integrity, they're going to flip the narrative now and say that you are working with Russia. Because after all, doesn't that fit their narrative? That Trump was put into place by Russia. Trump was a handpicked tool of Putin. And anybody that's with him and aligned with him, therefore, also must be involved in working on behalf of Russia. Therefore, if you don't agree with Biden's win, you clearly are working with Trump's team, which would be Russia. So reality is they're the ones that work with China. There's no proof that Russia had anything to do with the election of Donald Trump. That was just their narrative. They're going to keep the narrative going now. And anyone that's talking about election integrity or election fraud, well, then they must be an agent of Russia. That's who put Trump into power the first time anyway. So these must just be, again, be some of Trump's people in connection with Russia. They are completely making up a narrative. And they're flipping the narrative when they're the ones that have worked with China. I mean, this is all made up out of whole cloth. Now, someone could read this and say, that's not what this means. Well, how do you know that's not what this means? They've written it so loosely that they could make it mean whatever they want. That's the whole problem with this, right, Tom?
Absolutely, and that's why it's so interesting that little part in there about if you're part of an organization or a board of directors of an organization that may be deemed to be Russian agents, in other words, my organization, American Policy Center, talking with you, and we're talking about the election fraud, well, then we could be deemed guilty as well because we brought this subject up. And that undermines the election of the United States and, brings it into question. So that, that's why that's in there, I think. But now you take everything you said and tie all this together and go into the fact that we have, this supposed January 6th insurrection, supposedly. We've had people who have been arrested, over 300 people have been arrested and charged with rioting with that. And a bunch of them have been, they're now blocked from flying on commercial airlines. I've been told some of them even can't live in their own homes right now. And, and none of them have been tried. None of them have been found guilty of anything. And some of them are still in custody in what they call restrictive housing. And they are isolated. There are several of these people who are in jail right now, isolated for up to 23 hours a day, and not out of their cells except for an hour, and they have not been convicted of anything. There are reports that there are some of them being beaten, tortured, treated like terrorists, and it's so bad that actually, this is what really amazes you, Senator Elizabeth Warren has spoken out against this cruelty of why these people are still in jail and why they're being treated this way, and you take those facts and tie on top of all the things they say here that is the punishment. If you're found guilty here, you're not allowed to have legal representation, you're not allowed to be fed, you're not allowed to have hospital care, and so on. All of that ties in together. And so is that they're planning here, what they're doing to these people in jail right now? They plan to do to anybody who stands up against the Biden administration and questions their policies.
Well,
the Biden cabal, excuse me.
Exactly. When you have Elizabeth Warren, you're telling me Elizabeth Warren is standing up and asking what they're doing to these Trump supporters or people that have been on Patriots? Even she is worried about the people on the other side of the aisle. That's shocking. But if that's true, good on her. But is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, absolutely. She has spoken out against this. She says she believes that the solitary confinement is a form of punishment that is cruel and psychologically damaging. And she believes that it's being done to try to break these people and, get them to, admit their crimes or something like that. But she said that's the purpose of this.
Well, yeah. Tom, when you combine that with this 9/11 type commission that 35 Rhino Republicans have signed on to when it comes to January 6th, you can see the narrative is clearly here that the government, the central government, the federal government is clearly going after its own people, the American people. This is a communist revolution. The communists are in charge of the powerful agencies from the FBI, the Justice Department, and they are going after their biggest enemy, which is the American patriot. We have had at this desk, we'll be releasing the footage soon, the former deputy assistant director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, Terry Turchi, sitting at this desk, Mary Fanning on the phone, along with a FBI asset who stated that the FBI asset contacted the FBI because they had video footage and pictures of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and Muslim Brotherhood involved in crimes in their area, including setting fires and vandalism, and even some of these people could be identified. The prosecutors refused to prosecute the Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Muslim Brotherhood people, the source said. And the FBI told the source, destroy all that information. We don't want all that information. But what we do want you to do is penetrate these white supremacy groups. And the source said they're not white supremacy groups. They're patriot, constitutional, oath keepers type groups. They actually have purged out any of their own people that they felt were an issue. They won't let them in. They say, no, you're not welcome here. That's not what we're about. They have very strict guidelines for what it is they do and believe in their mission statement. They won't allow any of the radical anarchist people amongst them. And they're not white supremacists. They're made up of white people, black people, Hispanic people. And yet the source says, the FBI kept telling the source, no, you got to penetrate these groups. You got to find information on these groups. And this was before January 6th, the source says. So clearly the central government, even before Biden was put into the White House, they had the intent of setting up the American people.
Yep, that's the game, and just a week or so after this executive order was signed on April 15th, that is when that early morning raid on Rudolph Giuliani's home took place, and some have speculated that maybe that was basically the executive order being put in place. So who knows? But that's a possibility, and we could all maybe be looking to have those kind of raids on our homes because, golly, we criticize the election. But you take what you just said, along with this executive order, and tie that into the bill before Congress right now to literally legalize all of the election fraud tactics that have been used. You put those three things together, you've got a very clear picture of what these people intend to do. It is pure tyranny, and it is an absolute unconstitutional violation of everything in this country stands for. But that is exactly where they're headed with this. They're going to silence anybody who's an enemy to them and possibly throw us all in jail because we question what they're doing.
Tom, you and I have been friends almost 30 years. I often have people on that I've worked with this long and ask the same question. We knew some of this stuff could happen, but are you shocked as I am at how fast it's happening?
Yes, I am. It just is boggling to the mind. And what's even more shocking is the lack of criticism that is coming out in so many places. It's not just we conservatives who are should be standing up to this. Every single American is having their rights absolutely ripped out of their throats, and any one of them will be subject to going to jail if they ever criticize this. It has got to be stopped. It's got to be stopped now. And this cabal somebody's got to go to jail somewhere over this stuff.
Well, it's getting serious when you got now 161 generals, admirals, flag officers signing a letter saying we're rolling into a Marxist revolution. It's getting pretty serious.
Yes. And their movement on the military is trying to soften it up and make it their military, because we've always thought, well, if all this begins to happen, if there's a real insurrection that takes place, we could count on the military just to defend the United States and the Constitution. But they are working as hard as they can go to get leaders in the military that do not adhere to that. And I think that's why those generals are so concerned, and rightfully so. And this is exactly where this is headed if we allow this to continue.
Absolutely. Tom's website is AmericanPolicy.org. AmericanPolicy.org, correct, Tom?
That's correct, yes.
All right. Thank you for writing this article. We look forward to having you back on as a regular here, as a contributor. Thank you for all you're doing, Tom, and I hope folks will visit your website.
I do, too. I really appreciate it, Brandon. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.